Hello， 同学们，大家好，我是 Ruby。 那今天的剧情呢，我们来到了 Randall 给 William 买衣服这一幕。 Randall 啊，他觉得 William 一下午脸色都不好看，那为什么呢？那可能啊，这 Randall 觉得是因为之前在 Tony 警官他在跟 William 说话的时候，他觉得呀让 William 受到了歧视，并且呢这个 Randall 并没有为这个 William 出头，而是给警察和他们邻居道了歉就走了，是吧？那但是这个 William 呢，他也没有承认说自己脸色不好看，他说我的脸就是这样的。那我们来看一下这个 William 和 Randall 他们到底是怎么说的。
The face I got, look, I could use some socks.
Oh, the face. The one that says I have a scar on my arm from integrating schools, and probably blisters on your feet from marching for freedom. But me, because I grew up in a white house, you think I don't live in a black man's world. Oh, you know the one.The one where that salesman there has been eyeballing us ever since we came in here. Or where that security guard has moved just a little off his mark so he can keep us in his sight. And where they'll definitely ask for an ID with my credit card when I go to pay, even though they haven't asked for anybody else's. Plus a million things every day that I have to choose to let go, just so I'm not pissed off all the time. Like I did on the street this morning. Like I have done every day of my life.I'm trying the damn slim cut flat front chinos. I think they'll look nice on you.
那我们来看一下这个 Randall 啊，特别的激动，是吧？他觉得 William 给他脸色看呀，就是因为他早上没有为他出头。但是呢 ，Randall 他觉得他自己有很多的委屈。从小在一个白人家庭长大，然后呢，他是他们家唯一的一个黑人，并且啊，在那个年代。那这个种族隔离呢也没有彻底消失，所以呢作为一个黑人生活在一堆白人的屋檐底下，那肯定呢为他的童年造成很多的阴影。所以我们看呀，这个 Randall 在说这一番话的时候特别的激动。那他这一段话里面具体是怎么说的呢？我们先来看一下他们的对话。这个 Randall 说呀， That salesman there has been eyeballing us ever since we came in here. 那这意思就是说呀，那个营业员从我们进门的那一刻开始就一直盯着我们。那我们来看这儿有个词叫做 eyeball， 这什么意思呢？就是仔细打量，或者是说盯着看。我们来看一个例句，那个女孩从我们进来开始呢就盯着我们，我觉得她喜欢我们当中的一个。 That girl has been eyeballing us ever since we got here. I think she likes one of us.That girl has been eyeballing us ever since we got here. I think she likes one of us. 那我们再来看一个例句，比如说你跟你朋友出去玩，然后你朋友呢就一直盯着一群人看，然后感觉他特别的警觉，是吧？然后你就问他，哎，你为什么一直打量那群人看呢？他们是要搞什么花招吗？ Why are you eyeballing that group of guys? Are they up to something?Why are you eyeballing that group of guys? Are they up to something? 那可能很多同学呢会把这个 eyeball 理解成翻白眼，是吧？那其实呢翻白眼不是 eyeball someone， 翻白眼呢我们还有另外一个说法叫做 roll your eyes at。 那这个英文呢也是特别形象，是吧？感觉跟我们中文差不多，就是把你的眼睛转一下。那么翻白眼的时候呢注意千万不要转过头了。那我们来看一个例句，不要对我翻白眼，你得按照我说的做。Don't roll your eyes at me, you'll do exactly what I say. Don't roll your eyes at me, you will do exactly what I say. 我们再来看一个例子，那我相信啊，每个人的朋友圈中总有那么一个人特别喜欢老生常谈，是吧？把自己讲过的一些事情啊，拿出来又炒冷饭，天天讲，次次讲。那像这种人呢我们都特别讨厌他，对吧？那我们就可以说，当那个人又开始他的老生常谈时，我们每个人呀都开始对他翻白眼。 Everyone just rolled their eyes at him when he began telling that story again for the 100th time. Everyone just rolled their eyes at him when he began telling that story again for the 100th time. OK， 那这一小节我们就到这里。那同学们在听完音频以后再仔细的消化一下。